Recognize those themes? Those are movie themes, of course, and quite popular ones at that. I'm David Fair, and that's your clue. That WEMU's Cinema Chat is now on the air. This is something we do each Thursday, and I'm David Fair, and my co-host, as always, is Nick Alderink, who is serving as the programming director at the Michigan and State Theaters for Marquee Arts. And Nick, always good to see you, and we got big stuff right around the corner.
We got a lot to talk about. It's great to be here. And mainly the thing that has been occupying so much of my time is our Cinetopia Film Festival that is returning May 13th through the 17th, back for its 11th year, if you can believe it.
And there was the break for the pandemic, right?
Yeah, there was
and
a break.
A little recovery period.
Yeah, we came back in 2024 after a few years off, but it is growing ever since it's come back in that time. And we've got a lot of really, I know I say it every year, but we have a lot of really great films in this lineup
that
I'm very proud of.
One of the things that you've been able to do through the years is find some ways to focus on if not our specific community, Southeast Michigan, and find films that represent who we are in this part of the world.
Yeah, and our opening night film is right in that category, called Sons of Detroit, and this is going to be playing Thursday, May 14th at 7:30, and we're going to have the director, Jeremy Gitto, in attendance, along with producer Russell Stewart, for a post-film Q&A. Now, this is a documentary in which Jeremy returns to Detroit to reconnect with the black family who raised him, and it blends that personal memoir with investigative journalism as the film examines fractured relationships and systemic forces, tracking Gitto as he searches for his cousin Boo, recently released from prison.
So that sounds like a fascinating story, obviously deeply personal, but also very communal in the manner in which you're going to go about it.
Yeah, that's right. And then it examines themes of white flight and the history of Detroit and how all that happened. So, there's a lot going on in this film, but it's very moving. It's very fascinating.
I will most certainly look forward to that one. Now, we'll have a lot more to talk about as we continue our trek toward the opening of the Cinetopia Film Festival. Mm-hmm. Again, it returns May 13th and runs through the 17th. In the meantime, plenty of new movies to see.
Yeah. We've got Power Ballad that is also going to be on Friday, May
15th. Does that not immediately make you think of 80s hair bands?
Yeah. It's sort of in that vein. This one stars Paul Rudd and Nick Jonas. Paul Rudd plays Rick, a washed-up wedding singer, and Nick Jonas plays Danny, a fading boy band star.
He plays himself.
Yeah, essentially. He plays a version of himself as they bond over music in a late-night jam session. And then Danny turns Rick's song into a hit, and Rick sets out to reclaim the recognition he believes he deserves. And this is from director John Carney, who made the film Once and Sing Street, among many other great music films.
Paul Rudd plays Put Upon very well.
That's right.
and it sounds like this is a character that is put upon.
Yeah, it's very funny, but also it's a very very family focused. His character has a daughter and a wife that are part of this journey with him, and it's a very touching film.
Could be interesting. Yeah. Could be interesting for sure. What else is opening this week?
So we've got The Devil Wears Prada 2 that is opening this Friday at the State and in multiplexes. This film follows Miranda Priestley's struggle against Emily Charlton, her former assistant turned rival executive, as they compete for advertising revenue amidst declining print media while Miranda nears retirement. And this stars Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep returning in their iconic roles, along with Emily Blunt and Stanley Tucci.
You know, I did not see this movie when it first came out, but everybody I knew just raved about it.
And
when I did finally see it, I got it.
Yeah.
I mean, these are performances that you remember. The characters, in some cases, so over the top, but at the same time, truly memorable. And it was a smart, well-done film, the original.
And
with the same cast returning, I'm betting that it's going to be just as good this time around.
This is definitely going to be the film of the weekend, and probably we're kicking off summer movie season with this one, and I'm sure it's going to make a lot of money, and a lot of people are going to enjoy it.
Nobody that I can think of, at least immediately, comes to mind that plays a pretentious person better than Stanley Tucci.
Yeah. Yeah. He certainly
he's
has that air. He's good at putting
it.
That air about himself,
oh,
isn't he?
It's yeah. just amazing. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's also a chance for a drag movie and brunch at Uplift on Sunday, May 3rd. If you want to see the 2 o'clock screening on Sunday, you can also buy a ticket for the 2-hour drag brunch from 11 to 1 o'clock at Uplift. That's
and
gonna
again,
be a lot of fun.
Everybody I know that's ever attended one of these just has the best time. I mean, it is kind of a joyful celebration and just a lot of fun.
Yeah, we always sell out. It's always a whole lot
of
fun. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Hokum.
Hokum opens on Friday in multiplexes. This is about a horror writer who visits an Irish inn to scatter his parents' ashes. Unaware, the property is said to be haunted by a witch. And this is from director Damon McCarthy and starring Adam Scott, who usually known for comedy, but taking the horror this time.
Is it just me, or does it seem like we either get major studio releases that are superhero movies or horror films?
Yeah, horror is still, it's very, very popular right
now. That seems to be where the most of it's going. Mm-hmm. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm talking with Nick Alderink, my co-host. He is working in programming at Marquee Arts, and those movies you see at the Michigan State Theater, well, you can thank Nick and his team. We have some special screenings coming up as well.
Yeah. Power to the People, John and Yoko live in New York City. That'll be playing this Sunday, May 3rd at 1 o'clock at the Michigan. This is the 2026 multi-screen concert film of two massive live shows by John Lennon and Yoko Ono at Madison Square Garden in New York on August 30th, 1972. And the footage has been newly restored, re-edited, and remixed by Lennon's 7-time Grammy Award-winning team. And he's going to hear a lot of his hits performed in the show. New York City, Instant Karma, Imagine Mother, plus, you know, rousing renditions of Come Together and Hound Dog as well.
Yeah, well, that's hard to, it's hard to go wrong with that, with that playlist, right?
Yeah.
And if you were to take us back to 1967, as you're going to do, one of the films you would pick is the one you've chosen.
Yeah, Titticut Follies. This is playing Tuesday, May 5th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. This is part of our Art House Revival series. In May, we're going to be focusing on cinema verite documentaries. And these are documentaries that really lets the footage tell the story rather than using any narrative, director narrative. And this is from director Frederick Wiseman, who we lost just a few months ago, who takes us inside the Massachusetts Correctional Institution, Bridgewater, where people stay trapped in their madness.
Now, how long is this one? He was known for sometimes going hours upon
hours. This one isn't too overly long. I think it's a couple hours. Yeah.
Very, very reasonable. And again, I never saw this TV series, but those who watched were quite devout. Yeah. Twin Peaks, you're bringing it to the big screen.
Yeah, that's right. We're running season 1, episodes 7 and 8. That'll be playing Wednesday, May 6th at 6 o'clock. These are the last two episodes of season 1. We've been having really tremendous crowds show up for these. The episode titles are Realization Time and The Last Evening.
So what is continuing if I've missed a couple films over the past couple of weeks?
So we've got Mother Mary that is now playing at the State, the Christophers as well, and the drama and Project Hail Mary. They've been playing for, you know, 5-6 weeks, but they continue to be our
Which
most popular.
Which says they've been popular, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, tell me about the Michigan Theater Community Film Club. This is like a monthly get-together?
Yeah, this is a monthly get-together at Hearsay Brewing and Theater, and this is we'll be having our next meetup on Monday, May 4th at 6 o'clock, and the subject will be Star Wars and sci-fi cinema.
So oh, do of course, I have a lot to say.
May 4th is, of course, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And so with the recent overwhelming reception of Project Hail Mary, it reminds us of many classic sci-fi fiction favorites. There's the obvious Star Wars, but then there's also 2001 A Space Odyssey, Interstellar, Star Trek, and so many more. So you can come out and connect with your fellow film lovers. We can talk about the history of the best and worst sci-fi fiction classics. And you can come as a Star Wars fan to connect with others, or you can come as a Star Wars critic. Maybe you will get along with those people, David, and engage in thoughtful debate with new friends. So you can expect interactive games and activities, craft beers and tasty food, a chance to connect with the cinephile community, and of course, mingling with the Michigan Theater
and
staff.
And I ask, you've been to these, every one of them. Mm-hmm. just a lot of fun, a lot of good conversation.
Yeah. We have the theme that really drives the conversation, but it's really just a chance to get to know some new people, talk all things movies, and make some new friends along the way as well.
Well, that sounds like something to look forward to. And once again, there is something to look forward to in the upcoming Cinetopia Film Festival, which returns May 13th and 17th. We did talk about Sons of Detroit, which will open the festival, Power Ballad with Paul Rudd that will be a part of the festival. And how have you decided to close the festival?
There's a documentary called Anakubajagan, Ancestor, Great-Grandparent, Great-Grandchild. That's going to be our closing night film. That'll be playing Sunday, May 17th at 7. We'll have the director, Zach Cleal, in attendance for a post-film discussion. This is a great film that played at Sundance, and it's about it's all set in Michigan, and it's about Native American or indigenous tribes that are looking to museums and institutions around the state to return human remains to the earth and give their ancestors rightful burial.
Well, you keep saying it, but you're making a believer out of me. It sounds like it's going to be a great festival.
That's right, yeah.
The Cinetopia Film Festival, returning May 13th, running through the 17th, and you'll hear more about it right here on Cinema Chat in the week to come. Nick, thank you so much for today, and I'll look forward to next week.
See you next week.
That is Nick Alderink. He is the programming manager at Marquee Arts. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti. We thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat, only on WEMU.